President Bush says victory in Iraq will depend on progress in three areas. In recent speeches, he has talked about moving forward on security and the economy. Now, with a major election just days away, he focuses on the political process. In interviews Sunday on several television news programs in the United States, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq offered a bit of a preview of that address. Zalmay Khalilzad told ABC's This Week program that he expects a good turnout for Thursday's Iraqi election, noting that for the first time, Sunni Muslims are likely to participate in large numbers. He said the election is likely to mark another turning point for Iraq.
Politics will become more important, and our hope and expectation is that violence and use of the military means will become less important, although I do not anticipate that that change will take place very quickly. In the best of circumstances, it will take time and will change incrementally.
The president is expected to promote this progress in his speech as he makes the case for a continued strong U.S. presence in Iraq. But critics charge he is presenting a far too rosy picture of the situation there. On NBC's Meet the Press, former Clinton administration Secretary of State Madeleine Albright said she found the current round of presidential speeches on Iraq to be helpful, but added she does not see the same signs of progress.
Every day, as we see reporting on this, there are Americans dying, Iraqis dying, a variety of terrible things happening in terms of the security, no reconstruction. And President Bush, in his speeches, is basically telling us something that I don't see.
The debate in Washington over Iraq has become increasingly bitter in recent weeks, with Republicans and Democrats accusing each other of misrepresenting the situation and seeking only political gain. Senator Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, appeared with Ms. Albright on NBC and urged both sides to cool their rhetoric.
I wish we would quit running ads against each other and try to find consensus. Maybe this would be one of the things we could agree on. What happens in Iraq matters to the region and to our own national security. Come up with a plan that will allow us to leave honorably and give these people who are dying in droves in Iraq for their own freedom a reasonable chance to be successful.
The president's final speech on Iraq will be Wednesday, one day before the crucial elections for a new Iraqi government. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.